This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Any kind of fool would see there was something in everything about you.
Great song.
It is a great song.
Maybe he come back. Who left, though? Who coming back? Who coming?
Well,
Castellanos?
Castellanos will come back in the lineup today, assuming. But also Bryce Harper's. What do you mean you don't know? You don't think he's back in the lineup today? We got ourselves a five-alarm fire if he's benched again today.
I don't know.
No.
He's not back tonight.
I am recklessly speculating.
You're causing problems.
You're the king of that.
If he's not back tonight, we have an issue. I mean, what words could cause you to be at the lineup for two games?
Yeah, we're looking at trade deadline stuff. he's not back.
Yes. I could think of a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Care to share?
I'm reckless.
Don't have him do that. We gotta get that dump button ready.
No.
Let's not do that. All right, Bryce Harper. He'll be coming back soon. We think. Who knows? We had Devin in a few minutes ago talking about how kind of bizarre it was that Bryce did not accompany the team on the trip to Miami. But it was Tuesday yesterday, and this just fell totally under the radar because the Castellanos thing took over. But Dave Dombrowski, before the game, he spoke about the Bryce Harper injury situation. I want you to hear this. I want your read on this because it just sounds odd to me the way they're framing Bryce's soon-to-be, maybe, return. Here is Dave Dombrowski.
Well, I'm not concerned from what the doctors tell me as far as any type of long-term repercussions. They have found what the issue is, and they've been able to deal with that. Now it's a matter of when he can feel comfortable to play. I don't really know when that's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a long, long time down the road. And he continues to make strides on a daily basis. But it really will be a matter up to him. He's been cleared to go ahead and get back in the lineup whenever he feels comfortable to do that. So he has to work through some things and just in the rehab process, and he's doing that. So I'm not sure the exact return date at this time, but we'll just have to play through it with him. And he works hard and is following the instructions that he needs to follow. So hopefully they'll get him back much sooner than, like I said, later down the line.
A lot of word salad
when
there.
He's comfortable.
Yeah. And the doctors have used the word cleared. He's been cleared to come back into the lineup when he's comfortable. What does that mean?
I have no clue. I've never heard anything like that. Because normally when you're cleared to play, I mean, you're usually with the team, right? Mm-hmm. And you're ramping up to play. Because remember the first year when he came off the injury, when I first got here, we went to Clearwater. And we saw him ramping up, getting ready to, play. I don't understand that. I don't understand what he's trying to relay when he says it like that. He's cleared to play, but he'll come back when he's ready.
And also, he said it not a long, long time. I mean, he's almost speaking in two different timelines. One, it won't be long, but also it's probably not short. It's all depending on when Bryce wants to come back. I mean, the biggest encouraging thing I heard there was they don't believe this is going to be a lingering thing for years to come. Like, yeah, once it's better, it should be better. That being said, I mean, he did deal with this last year, and now we're doing it again this year. But all right, so they don't think this is going to be like a reoccurring thing down the line. Great. But not a long, long time, and he's cleared when he's comfortable. Again, no one tells me what the injury is. Why is this so hard? What is his injury? I've been asking the same question for 2 weeks, and no one says it. I've never seen an injury to a player where they won't say even a strain. Like, there's like no word, like no medical word to what his injury is. I've never seen anything like this.
Carpal tunnel? I'm recklessly speculating.
That seems bad. Is that bad?
Well, you know,
do people still get that? Because no one writes anymore.
You know, it's funny. I've seen people that have the little brace that they wear on their wrist.
Yeah, but do you used to get it from writing, like with a pen?
Yeah, I think so. And but it's like the nerves and the tendons in the arm writing or something.
But who writes anymore? Do people get like screen issues?
Well,
with
I think that people that type might have it. As I use my fingers to air type. I don't know. I mean, I guess somebody that works in the office would have to give us that information.
Yeah.
But I think it's still a thing, though.
Carpal tunnel still a thing?
It probably is. Let me just ask.
Yeah, just ask AI what's going on over there. All right, 215-592-9494.
This is what we do now.
Yeah, we're going to use AI to figure things out. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, you can react to the Bryce thing, and of course, Castellanos. Team Topper, Team Castellanos, which side do you come down on? Look, I'm not mad at Rob Thompson, and I understand if he felt like he had to do something. I just feel like this was a step that was too far to bench him for the game. I mean, I just didn't think it was necessary. You take him out of the game, he mouths off, deal with it. Talk it out like grown-ups. I thought he went really far by benching him specifically, yes, where they are down in Miami, and you could say, no, you don't care. Okay, he cares. The player cares, obviously. And his streak. I mean, they played him all year last year with the streak, and now all of a sudden, because he mouths off, the streak is over? I don't know. You're dealing with a very sensitive player. And Topper, you know that phrase, like you lose the battle to win the war?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid he won a battle and is going to lose a war with this guy. I mean, like, if the guy sulks and he gives you nothing the rest of the year and he sits in the corner crying, or maybe not crying, but like upset, then what did we accomplish here?
Well, so let me equate this to, and I know these are two adults, but I don't have kids, but if you're ever punished or something, you're playing a video game. You rack up a ton of progress in the game,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you say F you to your parents or something like that that makes them have to discipline you.
Yeah, the game's off, yeah.
And they're going to shut the game off,
yeah, right.
No matter whether you saved it or not.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
So
that's just discipline. That's how it works. Something you love, see ya.
Yeah, and I understand that. But all right, to further the examples, we're using the kids thing here. You have two kids, and one, you know, doesn't clean their room. And the other one, you say, you punish one for not, like... Topper's not consistent. I guess that's the best way I could frame this. We've had other players here that have been, in my mind, worthy enough to come off the field for defense late in the game. We don't do that. But we decide after 2 years, 3 years of Castellanos being a below-average defender, now's the day, in the middle of the game, in Miami, you're off the field. I mean, if I'm Topper, I was expecting him to say something when he came into that dugout. All right, where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Hugh, though, do you have anything on carpal tunnel and another Hughes club?
Yeah, it's still common.
It's still common.
It involves the compression of the median nerve in the wrist, leading to pain, numbness, and tightening in the hand and fingers. While some cases can be managed with conservative treatments, others may require surgery. So, yeah, it's still a thing.
And this was the AI portion of the show
AI.
For today.
Yeah, we do AI.
We might have another one later. All right. What do you got for a second clue, Hughes clues? Because that first clue...
Are we getting a second clue?
Let me say, it's one of your... worst first clues in a while.
I'm consistent.
Yeah. No. I guess you
consistently
are. Bad. Okay. What do you got?
This has been around for at least 60 years.
All right. Well, at least that's something.
It's been around for at least 60 years.
So this gives you joy.
Yeah, it gives me joy.
And it's been around for at least 60 years. This could be like a 60-year-old person.
I mean, can I give like when you hear it, it has a distinct sound.
Okay. Well, I think you help. I think this was a better clue. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, I kind of that's clue two and 2A.
Okay.
Like a bonus yeah. clue.
So that could help people, or yeah. you could feel embarrassed when you give out 5 clues and no one gets it by 1:45 today. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, man, I knew y'all was going to get me there.
What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, Dream Team? How y'all doing today?
Good, Will. What's up?
Hey, you, come on, man.
What? What'd I do?
Get him, Will.
That's a great clue.
Yeah, it was, oh, man. Yeah, I was on my way with something else. But I'm going to say, what Castellanos, you know, that's my guy.
I know.
Like you said, man, you know, Rob been letting him play through everything, man. And, you know, you got to give him a little leeway for that. You know what I'm saying? He was struggling. He's been struggling. But also, you got to give him his props, too. He's been the most hardest worker on the team. And guess what? He's been improving. I ain't going front. Costi, you're a little slow, man. You got to get a little faster. You know what I mean? Because you're a little slow, like, on your reaction part. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For, other than that, you know, he's been hitting, man. You know, he's been, listen, when everybody got cold, he was still hot. So let's not take that out of equation now. But Costi, listen, man, get over that. Get a homer and a grand slam again today, baby. You know I'm always on your side. You know, and for the Phillies, man, listen, man, y'all gotta tighten up. And what I think he said to Rob, man, to be honest, he pulled his coattail. See, he pulled Tom Rob Sue. He said, listen, man, you need to do a better job managing. And he do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. But other than that, man, I think Costi going to have a great game. I don't think he's going to hold that and let that bother his game. But, you know, just kiss and make up, man. Let's go ahead and win.
Well, that's what we need to do. Then the best thing today will be 2 hits by Castellanos, first 2 at-bats, and we all move on. We'll see. Will, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about today?
Man, you said it got a distinct sound, Hugh?
Yeah, it sounds like nothing else.
Oh, man. A Sophie?
You talking about the ice cream truck?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Softy. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Actually, I think that's
a good guess.
It could bring you joy if you like ice cream.
Yeah, if you're an ice cream person.
Well, who's not an ice cream person?
Well, some people don't like to go. I think when the Mr. Softy truck come around, it's a money grab.
Well, you think that about everything. Yeah.
Well, they do it in like when the kids, especially when the kids outside, you hear it, And then all you hear is screaming, oh, this salty truck, I need some ice cream.
But it doesn't mean you don't like ice cream. You just like money more than ice cream.
I mean, it's just like, I just think it's a money grab.
I'm going to take an answer off the board for a distinct sound.
Uh-huh. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. You just wanted to do that. It's okay.
It's a distinct sound.
It is a distinct sound.
It's okay.
Not sure it brings you joy, though.
It actually brings him the opposite. I think there's shame in there.
It's not. Let me tell you.
But compared to last year.
Dude, I did it again.
You all right over there?
I feel like I'm being humbled right now. Well, just, you know, well, keep it for
you're supporting Castellanos being humbled. We got to humble you. So
I mean, every now and then you have to be humbled. Yeah. I think he did. I'm super curious about what he said.
Do you think it will come out at any point? So the only way for it to come out is someone in that dugout, right? So that means a coach or a player would have to, you know, have loose lips and let
loose
someone
lips sink ships.
And they do. I'd be disappointed in the Phillies if it came out because that means something. Because there's no media people in the dugout, right?
And no.
The only people that know are uniformed members of the Phillies. I guess you could throw a trainer in there, then on uniform. But there's very few people that know what he said, right? Maybe there's 20, 25 people in earshot, whatever the number is in that dugout. Do you think it will come out? I don't think it will.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll ever.
I think it will.
You think it will?
Yeah, I think it's bad. Well,
I hope it doesn't.
I hope. I agree with you.
See, because I think it's bad. I think.
Like, really offensive?
Yes. I mean, but you know, I'm always extreme.
Yeah, you are.
In my thought process. Because it makes no sense. Because everything that you said is true about how Topper has handled these guys. We've even had conversations several times about how Topper's too laid back. I mean, think about that for a minute. We complained about the fact that Topper didn't swing on anybody when Bryce got hit in the elbow.
I don't want Topper to swing.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
It just sounds better when I embellish it like that since I'm already embellishing these stories the way that I am. I just feel like it might be more egregious than that.
If it comes out and it's not that bad, would you guys change your mind on Topper? What if you just walked in like, you're a bleeping moron? Like, is that worth a benching?
In front of the rest of the team?
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think he played tonight.
You don't think he plays tonight?
No, come on.
He's playing tonight.
I am...
If you call the manager a moron in front of the rest of the team,
but that's
are
not,
you joking?
I mean, well, Topper's got to handle it.
If you called Andy a moron in front of everybody?
I don't think that's enough to get me benched.
That's what I mean. I don't think it is.
But first of all, football, now, maybe a little bit different. There's 17 games.
If I said something a little bit more spicy, I mean, which I'm not going to give an
example.
You
don't think calling Andy Reid a moron would lead to any sort of discipline?
I basically said... Well, this is when he first got here. I said that he didn't know what he was doing. I said this mofo didn't know what he was doing.
Say, this happens all the time.
How dare you?
I mean, but this was early on.
You should have been
in my interactions with Coach Reid.
You doubted maybe the greatest coach of all time.
Didn't know what
and
he was doing.
And you're a football guy?
Yeah.
And that was when you actually were a football guy.
I feel like this could potentially be a lot worse than we think it is. Because it's out of Topper's. I think the thing that we're missing is that this is nothing that this is off brand for Topper.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean? This is not Topper's brand.
Totally.
Topper is the laid back coach's guy. Like he's the player's coach and all this other stuff. And he doesn't really get outside his square a whole lot. This might be worse. This might be way worse.
Well,
than we
how
think
does,
it is.
How does this not tell you everything you need to know? Like that this was necessary.
Yeah.
Everything we know about Rob Thompson. Like, again, I don't think this is a posturing thing or this is like, you know, he's putting something on display or putting on airs or anything like that. Like, it feels like, I don't know how to say it any other than like, this seems pretty obvious that this had to be done.
Well, you also have to know the player, though. Like, whatever happened. This story will be written with the rest of the season, right? Like the Jimmy Rollins thing with Charlie Manuel. They won the World Series. Those guys figured it out. Charlie felt he had to discipline him, but take him out of the game, right? He wasn't hustling. And Jimmy responded. Like, that's the story now. Like, whatever you think on today, we're reacting to it. But if Castellanos goes in the tank for the next 3 months and he looks like he's disinterested, It's on Topper.
No, that's on Nick Castellanos. Yeah,
it's
on
Castellanos.
It's not.
I disagree.
It's entirely on Nick Castellanos.
No, we always talk about teachers, right? Like Hugh blames the students.
Yes.
The manager's got to get the most out of the player. If this guy is sensitive, which we know he is, then maybe you got to let things go.
It's baseball, dude. He's paid $100 million. Go out there and swing the freaking bat. Mister, I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs. Quit sulking. Go out there. Yeah. Shake it off. Forget about it. If anyone has dog mentality, it should be Nick Castellanos.
I wish he did. Yeah, I don't know if he does.
And see, this is where, if Nick is feeling that way, I have a problem with that, because going into the season, this was a season of uncertainty, correct? Because you ran it back.
It still is.
You know, and the consensus was, we're trying to get to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in your feelings to the point where you can't take discipline and you want to sulk and you want to undermine the team, then, like we talk about taking the pledge, you didn't really take the pledge. You didn't really believe in the squad, because that, to me, is a lot for you to be in your feelings. Like, because this is what we're talking about. For what we know, you're upset. And I'm just going to, simplify it as much as I can. You're upset because you got benched at home in front of your friends.
I think that's a big part of it. And a lot of people out there I know are saying they don't care. But he does.
You got benched at home in front of your friends.
Yep.
One game. And the Mets lost last night, right?
The Mets lost in extras to the Braves.
And we were 2.5 games. Was it 2.5 games behind the Mets?
Two.
Okay, well, you know where I'm going with this. And you're in your feelings about being best, and we're trying to win games? Like, there's bigger picture stuff here.
I agree. And I'm not saying this is a good character trait of Castellanos's, but it is. Let me read you this. This is from the story yesterday before the game started without him in it. This is from Charlotte Varnes covering the Phillies for The Athletic. All right? This is about the game on Monday. They won this game. This is the game he was taken out for defense. This is how the story starts. She's there. She's covering the team. He sat alone, chair facing the center of the Phillies clubhouse, staring straight ahead. Teammates laughed and chatted around him. Orion Kerkering's first career save and Monday's 5-2 win lingering among the group. Nick Castellanos did not take part. It was an unceremonious ending to an unceremonious night for the Phillies right fielder. He's a baby, guys.
That's a problem.
You think this many years in the big leagues, he's going to change? I mean, this is who he is. So you got to manage it.
Okay, if that's the case, then he's unfixable.
So how do we get the best out of him? Do we take him out of games in the middle of the game in Miami?
Let him fire on his ass and tell him that you do this again. This is, you're sitting again. If you want to play or not.
Sit him all season? What are they going to do now?
They're going to sit him all season.
If
we know that's
sulking
extreme.
Because he got benched or he wasn't a contributor.
No, this was when he was taken out on defense.
That's what I'm saying. In front of his friends and family members, because we're trying to win a game. That's a whole problem.
I know.
And I've ridden with you all last year. I let you do whatever you wanted to do last year. But when I'm trying to win a game, your friends watching you catch a baseball or not catch one and seeing you out there bothers you to the point where you want to say something egregious enough for me to bench you before the game?
I'm not saying you guys are wrong, and it is annoying and frustrating. I wish he had more dog mentality. But when you have this kind of player, you can deal with it a couple different ways. You could try to get the most out of him the way you have the last couple years. Like, this is a major change. Like, I agree with everyone that says this is probably not the first time this happened. So Topper just decided now we're going a different direction.
But
after all these years.
I don't think it's just something happened that was different from the past.
He popped off.
Yeah.
He popped. Yes, he did.
You know
he
what this is, Hugh, from Joe?
What was that?
This is Major League Buddies.
It's
Major
not.
League buddies. It's so Major
no,
League
no,
Buddies.
No, no, no. What you're doing is you're trying to put everyone in the same bucket. I realize he's a lost cause, so I got to get the most out of this guy.
No,
yeah, but I'm trying to win baseball. Yeah,
I am too, but they got to win a game tonight.
Okay, look. First of all, they're playing the Marlins.
They lost last night.
I know. But, I'm in high school. I get pretty good grades, right? Like, I'm a B student, but I'm kind of a class clown. This is all probably pretty true.
this sounds spot on.
And one day the teacher says, you know what? You're going to the principal's office. You're getting detention or something like that. And it sort of embarrasses me in front of the class. We have a test the next day and I fail it. Are my parents going to be like, that's on the teacher? Don't discipline my son for being a jerk. No, dude, get it together.
Right, and if I'm Nick Castellanos' parents, I'm annoyed at him. But I'm not his parents. I'm a fan, and I want the best out of him. The whole thing by Topper strikes me as odd that we just reverse course after being Mr. Nice Guy all these years. Now we're benching guys in streaks. Ken and Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning,
Ken.
So, Kyle keeps, you know, borrowing the word that I said to him when I called through, posturing. You know, as Polonius said in Hamlet, "Do thine own self be true." This is not Rob Thompson, and it is entirely posturing. And this is what, look, Jim Leland's one of my favorite managers ever. You guys, I think, know that. I've brought him up several times. I have no problem benching a guy. I've seen video of Jim Leland telling Barry Bonds when he was with the Pirates, if you don't like it this way, you can get the F out. So I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is that, like you said earlier, this is not the first time. So, I mean, if you spank a puppy, which you should never do, but if you spank a puppy the fifth time it chews your couch and you don't do anything to it the first four times, you can't spank that puppy the fifth time.
I mean, it doesn't understand. It doesn't connect the dots. Like, you're right. It doesn't make sense.
I reject that there is even a line, because when you've got Taiwan Walker out there on social media, when they're in the postseason, ripping the manager about the fact that he's not even on the playoff roster.
Huey brings
and
up a good point.
Back, yeah. They come back in 2024, and he's like, oh, no, we're all good. And then he just keeps giving Taiwan Walker the baseball, and he's a dumpster fire every time, and he just keeps handing baseball every day.
But hold on. I feel like this is a very different situation. First of all, you can't bench a player who's already on the bench with Taiwan liking tweets about whatever was happening in the postseason.
Sure, but it is a why me now.
No.
Like, I think that's the point. Why, if I'm Nick, why me now? Not Taiwan, not Trey's defense last year. Me now,
But you don't think there's any possibility that when the offseason happened, Rob Thompson and Taiwan had a chat and talked it out? Like, it might not have been made public happened.
But why couldn't that happen yesterday instead of the benching? We talk it out. Maybe Nick would apologize. We all move on. Instead, he said, no, I'm benching you, right, and I'm ending your streak.
Because probably what happened is, from what we know, this happened in front of the rest of the guys on the clubhouse. Right. Castellanos brought it public in terms of to the fans and to the teammates. So, like, I mean, if nothing had happened, or if Topper didn't say, like, why he was giving him a day off, or just said, I'm giving him a day off, we all would have been like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah,
something's up.
Yeah,
like, there was, like, I don't know. The posturing thing seems like a joke to me, if you really think that.
It's not Rob Thompson. And it's, Joe, I would say it's not why me now. It's just why now, period. I mean, if it's not the first time, then why now? And look, if I'm a player on that team, if I'm Kyle Schwarber or Trey Turner or anybody else on that team, even Brandon Marsh, and I hear Nick Castellanos say to Rob Thompson when he's pulling him out for defensive purposes, which I have no problem with. Again, I have no problem with the manager managing the team. But if I hear Nick Castellanos saying to Rob Thompson, you're taking me out to put one of the statistically worst hitters in baseball in the game in my place, do I have a problem with that? Like, Johan Rojas is one of the statistically worst hitters in baseball. He ranks like 266 out of 282 qualifying hitters in baseball for OPS. So if you're going to say this is, you know, Nick Castellanos is an emotional guy, I love his fire, I love all this stuff, and this is not the first time, then you can't all of a sudden say, oh, no, well, now there's a line, and you just crossed it. Because I have no idea where that line is, and that's the point.
Yeah,
but you don't have to know what the line is.
Yeah, but there hasn't been a line before.
No, that's between Topper and Castellanos what that line is.
But now it's between us.
It could have always been the same line.
But now we know about it.
Sounds like a lot.
we don't know what the line is. We never will know what the line is. All we know is Topper said he crossed it.
He did. All right, like, get Ken's Hughes Coos guess off the air, because that sounded like someone was beeping pretty loud.
And by the way,
maybe at me.
Nick Castellanos is not a freaking dog. Like, that's disrespectful to his intelligence. Like, but talking about spanking
a
puppy.
I know. But
like, what are we doing here?
Right. But the idea is, if you're a grown man. You have to be consistent with a team. You have to be consistent.
How do we know this is inconsistent? Well, it's just the first time that he said he crossed the line.
Well, that's fine, but who caused him to cross the line?
Castellanos crossed the line.
The manager, who never does this. He lets the bad defenders play all the time. I got to leave my guys on the
field.
Not
all the time. He does this with the outfield constantly.
Not Castellanos.
Right, but Castellanos is making, like, Castellanos is forcing his hand. He stinks out there right now.
He's been terrible. I know. And last year, the shortstop was terrible. And he never came off the field. Sosa's a better shortstop. Like, I, It would bother me if I'm Castellanos. I'm not trying to excuse his behavior. I'm just telling you, if it was me, I'd say, you let that guy stay in the field all the time. It's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get, speaking of ridiculous, Elliot Shore Parks revealed his top 11 yesterday. You got to hear this. We'll get to that. Your phone calls as well on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped something special, y'all. It's marinated carnitas. They're boneless pork roast. I said that right, didn't I? Marinated carnitas, boneless pork roast. Said it kind of slow. That's why I got messed up. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. I've had this. It's pretty darn good, everybody. This isn't your average pork roast. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one of these, or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.